Okay, so this hypnosis session is to overcome the urge to do and learn how to relax, become more mindful. So when you're ready, uncross your arms, uncross your legs, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, and just allow yourself to settle into the position wherever you are, whether you're in a bed, a chair, a sofa, just allow yourself to get super comfortable, okay? Throughout this session, you'll continue to be aware of some sounds. Some of them you'll block out. Some of them you'll really pay attention to. If you ever find your mind wandering, just bring it back to your breath, focusing on the words that are being said. So, and throughout the hypnosis session, there'll be some suggestions that'll be meaningful to you, and the other ones you'll just disregard, okay? So what I'd like you to do at first is staring straight upwards, staring up through the tops of your head without moving your head, as if you're looking through your eyebrows through to the top of your head. And as you continue to stare upwards, take a deep, deep, deep breath in and hold it. Now, keeping staring upwards, close your eyelids as you continue to stare upwards, and gradually you'll notice a slight strain in your lower lids, continuing to hold your breath. And when you're ready, you can allow that breath to release and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation with each breath you take, with each word that is said, I'd like you to focus more intently with every breath as you breathe that each breath in. So as you breathe in, whether you breathe in through your nose or breathe in through your mouth, really focus with all of your energy on the movement of the air as it comes in through your nose, as it passes over your lips, whether you're breathing through your nose or your mouth. Really focus and follow the breath all the way in, filling the lungs with nourishing energy. Follow that breath all the way down into the lower ribs, and then exhaling out and releasing that breath all the way out. Just exhaling and releasing tension and tightness from every part of your body, little by little. So with every slow, easy, rhythmic breath in, really following the breath all the way in, notice the gentle rise of the chest, breathing in all the way down, and follow the exhalation all the way out. And as you're breathing in, really imagine you're breathing in some healing, calming, soothing energy. And then as you're breathing out, imagine you're releasing tension, tightness in your body that you don't need. Just releasing it. You may imagine as you're breathing out, the tension and tightness is an energy of a certain color, if that makes sense to you. So as you exhale that tightness, that tension from your body, you can imagine that toxic energy just leaving your body. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, all the way into the lower ribs. And then when you're ready, in your time and in your way, just exhaling that breath all the way out. So continuing to follow your breath. And as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation, you may notice your mind drifts off to a safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever this may be. It may be a place you've been to in the past. It could be an imaginary place, or a place just filled with a certain type of energy. But imagine yourself slowly drifting off there more and more with every exhalation. This place you drift off to could be a trip you took across the country. It could be near a beach, top of a mountain, at a beautiful historic site. But wherever you imagine yourself to be, just feel yourself enjoying yourself there. All the time in the world. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. Feeling completely at ease, comfortable. You could stay there for hours upon hours. Not a care in the world. So as you breathe in nice and deep, follow that breath in. Exhale out. Allow your mind to drift out, off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Drifting off there little by little, more and more with every exhalation. Filling your lungs and your chest with that nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling and letting go. And as your mind drifts off to that safe, comfortable, happy place, slowly, little by little, you'll notice your body relaxing in different places. At first, you may imagine a calming, soothing, healing energy flowing downwards over the top of your head, over your forehead. Imagine the soothing energy flowing over your eyes, smoothing out the small muscles at the corners of the eyes, over the cheeks, and smoothing out the muscles at the corners of the mouth. So much so that gradually, little by little, breath after breath, your whole face begins to relax. All the muscles in your forehead, around your eyes, smooth out, your cheeks, your jaw. A healing energy flowing down from the top of your head over the back of your scalp, the sides around your ears, over the front or over your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, and your jaw. And exhaling out and releasing tension and tightness. And as you drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place, imagining the things you can see, the things you can feel, hear, perhaps taste or smell in this safe, comfortable, happy place. Trying to use all of your five senses as your mind drifts off in there, knowing you're not a care in the world, there's nothing to bother you. This is time for you to just take some time to relax, to rejuvenate, to restore, taking time just for you. So as you take your next breath in, breathing in that healing energy, really imagine that healing energy flowing downwards over the top of your head, over your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw, down over the neck, flowing deep into the shoulders, allowing the shoulder muscles to relax. So much so that eventually the shoulder blades will fall back into their pockets. Gradually the chest just opens up as you breathe more comfortably, more easily, as the shoulders drop down away from the ears. And the tension just flows over, out of the body, through the breath, down the tips of the toes. In your mind, drifts off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. Gradually, little by little, you may notice sensations of relaxation intensifying. You may notice it first more in your fingers, or more in your hand or your toes. You may notice it in the fingertips, in the fingers, in the palms of the hands. Or you may notice it first in the very tips of the toes. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised by what you notice, what your experience is with every breath. There's nothing you need to feel, have to feel, or have to force yourself to feel. Just let the experience unfold as it may, naturally for you. So as you let yourself focus on the breath, bringing your attention back to the breath whenever it drifts, and it may, allowing your mind to drift off to the image, sensations, enjoyment of your safe, comfortable, happy place, noticing with more curiosity and surprise the growing sensations or relaxation in the different parts of your body. You may notice already how your breathing is more comfortable, more rhythmic than it was just a few moments ago. You may notice the stomach muscles relaxing, the legs feeling a little heavier, lighter, number, whatever sensation you notice. But whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised. For this is your experience in this moment as it is. Breathing in nice and deep and following that breath all the way in. Releasing tension and tightness from the body. Every long, slow, deep breath in and every exhalation just allows you to relax more and more. Relaxing the mind and relaxing the body is the first step to managing the stress response system. That immediate tightness and tension, the immediate running of the mind we get. And this can be replaced with the relaxation response. So as you practice this exercise here today and at home, using it in the hypnotic state or in the awakened state, you can look forward to turning off the stress switch in your mind and your body and turning on the relaxation switch. It's so nice to feel a relaxed, still, quiet. It's so nice to enjoy a mental holiday, a vacation for your body to just relax, to loosen, to let go. More calm, more relaxed than you felt in a long time. And I'm quite sure it'll seem as though I've done nothing at all, nothing at all. And nothing at all has happened. Instead, you may feel more at peace, a bit calmer in a few moments, but I doubt you'll notice any other changes. I would like you to notice, though, if you're surprised by anything else you may notice. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, imagining how the furniture where you sit or lay is like a giant sponge absorbing all the unnecessary tension from your body. And all that's needed is you exhale slowly, deeply in. And then on the exhalation, sending a soothing breath to a particular part of your body to soften any tightness or tension with every exhalation. Whatever tension and tightness you don't need moves down into the furniture where you lay, where you sit, helping you to become more relaxed, letting go. That's right. And you can direct your attention inwards to your safe, comfortable place, drifting inwards and letting go. And you can feel confident because you're in charge of your mind. You're in charge of your mind and you're in charge of your body. And it has to do what you tell it to do. Confident because you own your own feelings. And they have to tell you what you tell them to feel. Letting go, relaxing, allowing your attention to drift inwards to this pleasant place of stillness, calm, and deep relaxation. Trying to not control anything, not wondering anything, just letting go. Drifting deep inside of yourself to a place that knows you're special, that knows your feelings matter, that knows it's okay for you to take care of yourself. With every breath you take, every word that is said, you can drift deeper and deeper now to this place of stillness, peacefulness, and calm. Just letting go more and more. And watching as you slowly take a deep, soothing breath in. And then letting that breath all the way out. And just like a balloon collapsing, it drains all the tension from every nerve and fiber in your body. And your attention just naturally drifts inwards with every exhalation. Drifting in, off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. Perhaps you can imagine yourself floating in a safe, comfortable place. Floating in your safe and happy place. Perhaps floating on a lake on a warm summer day in a boat, a canoe. Floating in a car above the road. Floating in a cloud. Wherever it is that's pleasing and comfortable for you. You can just imagine yourself floating there, not a care in the world. Letting go of tension, analyzing, worrying, questioning. Letting go of thinking and allowing your mind and your body to just gradually grow more comfortably relaxed with every breath. And your mind can drift inwards to that safe, comfortable place. Place of stillness and calm. Not a care in the world. Nothing to be done. All the time in the world. Taking some time to really notice the calm, easy feeling growing inside of you. Spreading little by little at its own pace. Not trying to control anything. Not wondering, not analyzing, just letting go. And you may soon experience a very comfortable feeling, whatever it is for you, floating like an autumn leaf in a gentle breeze, floating down into, through the chair, the bed, the sofa, as you drift deeper and deeper inwards, absorbed in your breath, noticing your breath, absorbed in the feeling of letting go and just drifting. Absorbed in the words that are being said as they follow you. Continuing to breathe deeply, gently and rhythmically in and out. As you notice the sounds of my words, concentrate on my voice, each step you take allows more and more comfort to flow through your entire experience. As you just let go and take time for you. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in. And every exhalation, just releasing any remaining tension and tightness. Allowing yourself that opportunity to go deep inside. Time for you. Allowing your body to relax. Your mind to settle down so that you can attend to yourself for a while and you can let go of anything else but the sound of my voice. Every breath you take and every word that is said allows you to drift deeper and deeper now into deeper comfort and relaxation. Taking that mental holiday just for you, that time to rejuvenate, to restore, to relax. And you may already notice how much more comfortable and relaxed you feel than just a few moments ago. Wondering perhaps if anything is happening, and knowing it doesn't really matter. All that really matters is you feel more peace, more calm, relaxed than a few moments ago. You may have already noticed how it feels so comfortable and calm and still in your neck and in your shoulders, releasing any tension and tightness there, in your arms and in your hands, feeling that lightness, that heaviness, whatever you notice. Every satisfying, comfortable breath allows you to drift deeper and deeper now. And with your next exhalation, noticing how much more comfortable and at ease you feel. Your forehead, your cheeks, your neck, and your shoulders. Shoulders dropping down, relaxing more and more. The chest expanding with every inhalation, more comfortably, more easily. And just notice too, as you exhale, how much more release you feel as you let each breath out. Just sinking deeper and deeper, more comfortably, with every exhalation. And as you continue to drift deeper and deeper, I'd like you to imagine a beautiful staircase. Perhaps your staircase is made of marble or wood, whatever is pleasing, perhaps it's carpeted or not. But I'd like you to imagine a beautiful staircase, any kind you'd like. And your staircase has 20 well-spaced steps, and you're at the top of the staircase. Your staircase may go straight down or wind around. Whatever makes sense to you, whatever is pleasing. It may be a staircase you've been down many times in your life, or may be a completely new one. It may be a staircase that's completely imaginary. And you needn't see all 20 steps all at once. You can see any or any part of the staircase, whatever you'd like. Just notice yourself comfortably at the top. And just notice the step that you're on. And any other steps you'd like to notice. I wonder if your staircase has a beautiful wooden railing, polished brass, wooden railing. Any railing of your choosing to help you descend down the staircase at your pace, in your way, safely supporting you. And if your staircase is carpeted, can be so wonderful to feel the carpet under your feet. Really take some time to notice your staircase and how pleasing it is to you. And in a moment, but not now, I'm going to begin to count. out loud from 1 to 20. And as you may have guessed, as I count each number, I'd like you to take a step down the staircase. And as you take each step down the staircase, feel yourself taking that step. Feel the number as I count it. And all I want you to notice, just notice how much more comfortable, at peace, at ease you feel as you take each step down the staircase. At each step, as you go down the staircase, one step for each count, as the number grows larger, the further down the staircase you'll get. And then you'll notice with curiosity the more comfortable, the more relaxed you feel, the more at peace and enjoying the experience you feel. So much so that when I reach the count of 20, you'll notice yourself, enjoy yourself, resting in a comfortably relaxed, peaceful state. Good. Okay, we can begin to get ready. When you're ready to feel more at peace, more calm, more relaxed, we'll begin. And when you're ready to feel more at peace, more relaxed, more calm, you can allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Whenever you're feeling ready to begin descending down the staircase, to feel more relaxed, to feel more calm, you can allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Okay, good. So now what I'd like you to do is take a very deep, satisfying breath. Go ahead and take a very deep, satisfying breath. Feel yourself let that breath go whenever you're ready. Good. And at the count of 1, take your first step down the staircase, feeling yourself float gently down, well supported with the rail, feeling the firmness of the step under your foot, and noticing so much more about how relaxed you feel, how much more comfortable you feel by just taking that very first step down the staircase. Deep, satisfying breath, feeling yourself let go. And 2, take another step down the staircase. And in an interesting, enjoyable way, you may soon experience a wonderful feeling of just floating as you descend down the staircase. Not a care in the world, just taking time for you. So much more comfortable than just a few moments ago. So much more at peace. The mind gradually slowing down, drifting into your safe, comfortable, happy place. And 3, taking another step down the staircase. Noticing in a little way how much more at peace you feel each step you take. Wondering perhaps how much more relaxed, calm you can feel, but knowing it doesn't really matter, that you feel more relaxed than a few moments ago is all that's important. You may be noticing how your shoulders feel more relaxed than your arms. Perhaps your legs feel more relaxed than your hands. But don't really know all the things you'll notice. All that matters, you allow yourself to be curious, surprised, comforted by the growing sensations of relaxation you feel. Deep, satisfying breaths, letting go of tightness and tension, drifting off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And four, taking another step down, wondering if you notice that heavy, relaxing feeling in your legs, to the very tips of your toes. A wonderful, heavy, relaxing feeling in your forehead, around your eyes, in your jaw. Perhaps noticing too how much easier it is to breathe rhythmically, comfortably, slowly. And five, when you're ready, taking another step down the staircase. Now a quarter of the way down, perhaps already noticing how you're really starting to enjoy the deep relaxation, enjoy the deep comfort of the stillness, the quiet, the peace. And six, another step down the staircase. Noticing perhaps that the sounds around, which may have been distracting, have become less so. All the sounds you hear can be part of the experience of deep relaxation and comfort. Anything you notice can become part of the experience of enjoying this deep comfort, peace and calm, this stillness. And seven, another step down. Noticing that wonderfully comfortable, relaxing feeling spreading down into the shoulders, between the shoulder blades, down into the lower back, all the way down the backs of the legs to the bottoms of the feet. Wonderful wave upon wave of relaxation flowing down the body. You may notice one arm feeling heavier or lighter than the other, or perhaps equally as comfortable, equally as relaxed, equally. It doesn't really matter what's your experience, but just letting yourself become more and more aware of the comfortableness, the deep relaxation, letting yourself enjoy the deep, deep relaxation more and more is all that really matters. And eight, step down the staircase. Noticing perhaps how the sensation in the eyelids has changed, and that's okay. Just enjoying more and more the experience of deep relaxation. And nine, steps down the staircase. Breathing comfortably, slowly. Allowing that restful, deep comfort to flow into the chest and the tummy, down the quads, the shins, down to the tips of the toes. Just letting that pleasant restfulness, comfort, deep relaxation to spread over your entire body. And 10, halfway to the bottom of the staircase, wondering again perhaps what's happening, if anything's happening at all. And yet knowing it doesn't really matter. Feeling so relaxed, so peaceful, so calm is all that's really important. And 11 steps down the staircase, feeling more comfortable knowing there's nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. As you grow more and more relaxed, more and more peace, your mind really enjoying the comfortable, safe, happy place where your mind is drifted off to. And 12 steps down the staircase. You may have noticed how you can easily hear the sound of my voice and understand the words I say, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. Then 13 steps down the staircase, feeling more and more enjoyment for this deep relaxation, this deep comfort, this time you've taken for you. And 14, another step down the staircase. Wonderfully relaxed, still calm and peaceful. And 15 steps down, 3/4 of the way, deeper and deeper relaxed, nothing to do at all, but just enjoy yourself, nothing to do at all. It can feel so wonderful to clear the mind, to still the body, to have nothing to do at all. And 16 steps down the staircase. And 17 steps, closer and closer to the bottom. Perhaps really feeling the wonderful deep comfort you feel in your body. Whether it's a heaviness, a lightness, whatever you notice. In your arms, your legs, your body. Nothing really matters except your enjoyment of your experience of deep relaxation. And 18 steps down the staircase, almost at the bottom, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. As you go deeper and deeper all the time into relaxation, into enjoyment, into comfort. And 19 steps down the staircase, continuing to feel more and more comfortable, more and more rested. And 20 steps at the bottom of the staircase. A wonderful sense of accomplishment, deeply, deeply comfortable. And continuing to drift deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to drift deeper and deeper with the sound of my words. As I talk to you about, for a moment, about something that you already know a lot about. And that's relaxation. I wonder if you'll be pleased to notice that today and any day, whenever you feel your head resting back as it is now, when you feel your head resting back as it is right now, you'll be reminded of how comfortable you're feeling right now. Even more comfortable perhaps than you feel right now, more relaxed, more at peace, knowing you can take time out for yourself, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. It's time for you. And I wonder if you'll be reminded of this comfort too, and the relaxation. This comfort and relaxation will come back to you quickly, automatically. Whenever you feel yourself sitting in a chair with your head resting back, Whenever you listen to the hypnosis, whenever you simply just stop and breathe, collect your thoughts, collect your breath. Feel this deep relaxation come back to you. I don't know exactly how it'll seem to you. I only know, as perhaps you know, that your experience will seem surprisingly more pleasant, more comfortable, more restful than you might expect, with nothing to disturb you and nothing to bother you. And whatever you're able to notice can become part of your experience of comfortableness, restfulness, relaxation. Everything and anything you notice can be part of absolute comfort. And I would like to remind you that whenever you hear the words let go, when you say those words to yourself, let go, you'll feel an experience of being ready to do something. And perhaps a feeling of being ready to close your eyes. Perhaps a feeling of being more ready to be more comfortable. To know more clearly, it's time to take time for you. That there's nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. You deserve to take time for you. You can take time for you. Perhaps ready to experience once again the feeling of deep relaxation. I can't really know, but whenever you hear the words let go, whenever you say the words let go to yourself, you'll experience a feeling of being ready to do something. It doesn't really matter what it is. Perhaps it's just a feeling of being ready to be more surprised. It doesn't really matter. More surprised by the deep relaxation you can experience, the deep comfort, absolute deep comfort and relaxation, with nothing to disturb you and nothing to bother you, and that's fine. You'll enjoy the deep comfort in your body more and more. So I'd like to take a moment to talk to you about the power of stopping and relaxing. The power of learning to still ourselves, to quiet ourselves for a few moments, many times throughout the day, for a longer period of time, so that we can cope more effectively with that urge to do, 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 do. That urge to take on more and more and more. To cope with that feeling like we're on a race against time. This feeling can be quite addictive over time. It can make focusing more challenging. Memory and remembering things more challenging. It can make sleep and comfort more challenging. It can make a simple activity of just sitting and watching TV more challenging. That feeling that we're always on the treadmill of life. This feeling, this urge to do, 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 can be quite addictive over time. The urge to finish something, do more, complete something, do, do, do. And over time, as we do it longer and we do more of it, we can lose ourselves and we can lose our ability to enjoy life as it happens around us. We really can temporarily lose the ability to enjoy the people around us, the moments happening right around us. We can lose our ability temporarily to laugh. We can lose temporarily the ability to not worry. We can temporarily lose ourselves and the ability to just have fun. Everything and everything about life becomes about things to do. So I'd like you to take a moment to imagine a situation where you might feel this familiar feeling to do, 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 and be on the treadmill of life. Notice the antsy feeling building up in your body, feeling your legs bouncing around, the difficulty sitting still, the difficulty listening, the tasks distracting you as they run through your mind. Feel the bombardment, the sense of urgency overwhelming, the sense of agitation, the jitteriness, the feelings of overwhelm. And when you can notice this situation, this place, these feelings in your body, this sense of urgency to everything, you can just let your head nod when you notice it. And let yourself feel the distress. Let it come up. It's okay, it'll be gone in a few moments. Feel the weight of the pressure. Feel the agitation in your legs, in your chest, in your arms. Feel the difficulty relaxing, the difficulty slowing down. Feel your mind racing. Feel the restlessness, the agitation. Notice how fast it feels you're moving. It's okay to let those feelings come up now, let them become more vivid. Let yourself feel those feelings in your body. Notice what you're thinking, what you're feeling. You're okay. You can let it come up now. So Eddie, you can learn a technique that will help you very quickly, very, very quickly calm your system, calm your mind and calm your body, calm that stress response system so that just in a moment or two, you can take charge of your reaction and feel calm again. Now imagine for a moment all that tension, agitation, tightness in your mind, the running feeling, the racing feeling in your mind and your body going down into one of your hands. And as it flows down into one of your hands, you can make a fist with one of your hands and squeeze it tightly. And as you squeeze your hand tightly, you can feel all the tension in your mind and your body being transferred into your hand. You can feel the tension and tightness flowing down into one of your hands, from your mind, from your body, flowing all the way down into your hand. Any tension or discomfort in your chest, in your shoulders, in your back, in your legs can go down into your hand. And imagine that tension is a colored liquid flowing down into your fist. The fist is absorbing all the unnecessary tension from your mind and from your body. And you can hold your fist tightly. And then relax the fist And as you relax it, you can repeat those words in your mind, let go. And all the tension just instantly evaporates. It's gone. And you can take a deep breath and say to yourself, it's only a feeling of urgency. It's only a feeling that I must do something. It's familiar. It's a familiar habit. But there's really no need to do anything right now. Right now, I can take it. Time for myself. I can take a moment to breathe, to de-stress, to let go. I can just notice that urge, notice that thought, notice that racing energy. And I can make a fist, take a deep breath, let it go, and take time for myself. There's no need to act on it. You can let it go. Let go. Everything is okay. Everything will be okay. You can notice these thoughts, these urges, these sensations in your body. And you can engage your wise mind. Your wise mind is that part of you that knows it's important to pace yourself. That wise mind is a nice blend of the emotional parts of yourself and the rational parts of yourself. The wise mind knows what's in your best interest in the future. The wise mind can see ahead. The wise mind can instruct you and advise you. And to do the things now that are in your benefit in the future. Your benefit to enjoy your family, to find joy, to laugh again. Your wise mind knows how to help you be in the moment, be more mindful, be more calm, be more relaxed, to pace yourself. So as you stop, make your fist, repeat to yourself, let it go. Take some deep breaths. Engage your wise mind to instruct you in a way that is beneficial for you in the future. Beneficial in terms of your joy, in terms of your physical health, in terms of your mental health. Your wise mind knows how to advise you so that you can be more in the moment, play with your children more freely, laugh in the moment, rather than being distracted by tasks and to-do lists. You can be with your wife, enjoy that sense of timelessness. You can relax. And when you are working, work at a reasonable pace, knowing there's a time for work and a time for play. Your wise mind can take you off the treadmill of life and allow you to relax more, take time for you more, to calm your mind, still your body, to enjoy more relaxation. And as you stop and just notice the urges, the feelings, the thoughts in your body, the urge to do, beyond the treadmill of life, you can stop, take a deep breath, make a fist and let all the tension, tightness and urgency flow down into your hand. Let that breath go, release the fist and let go of the tension and tightness, taking as many deep breaths as you need to engage the wise mind, to advise you in a way that is healthy for your mind and your body, that is healthy for you as a person, a dad, a husband, as a person on this earth, gives you the permission to enjoy, to laugh, to have fun. And as you engage your wise mind more often, you'll know you can decide. I can let go. I can decide. What's in my best interest in terms of my mental health, in terms of my physical health, for me as a person, as a dad, as a husband. My wise mind will know, and you can engage your wise mind to advise you, to pace yourself, to relax, to work during work hours, but to take time for you each and every day to relax, to laugh, to enjoy. Many times throughout the day, you can practice this. Just sitting at your desk, the kitchen table, in your car. And as you practice this more and more, you'll notice a very interesting thing. Your relaxation and sense of mastery will grow bigger. And you can keep this tool in your pocket to use at your disposal. You'll be able to engage that wise mind. Recognize the urge, the thoughts to do, 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 do. Notice the tension, tightness, agitation in your body. Stop, take a deep breath, make your fist. Let all that urge, agitation flow down into your fist. Let that breath go. As many breaths as you need to engage the wise mind. So the wise mind can advise you more effectively, more loudly, what's in your long-term health, what's in your mental health, what's in your physical health, what's in your best interest. The wise mind can engage you, and you'll notice yourself hearing it more and more, listening it more and more. When your wise mind is engaged, you can decide what is in your mental health, physical health, what's in your best interest as a dad, as a husband, what's in your best interest in terms of the future. Take a moment to see yourself more relaxed, more calm, perhaps as the Buddha in the room. No longer on the treadmill of to-dos, the treadmill of life, task after task. See yourself slower, moving methodically, more calmly, more deliberately. More acutely aware than ever before of how to engage your wise mind. So in a moment, I'll count from 7 to 1, and at the count of 1, you'll open your eyes. And you'll feel alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, more relaxed, mentally and physically. More confident in your ability to disengage from old habits, and instead to engage the wise mind, to take time for you, to joy, to laugh, to have fun. So now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, feeling rested. 6, calm. 5, very peaceful throughout your body. Very relaxed. 4, more and more determined to engage the wise mind, to take time for you. And 3, beginning to feel more alert, more aware, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And two, more alert now, coming back to the sounds of the room around, able to wiggle your fingers and toes, feel the chair, the furniture under your body. And one, when you're ready, you can open your eyes, returning to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed.